Blog Talk Radio.
In this life, you will have trouble. You can't avoid it. You can't get around it. But you can live through it.
Numbers are coming in. Great. I am happy to see that y'all took a break. Like I said, take a break from the elections and then listen to us and our special guest tonight. And I'm sure we'll be able to entertain you for 30 minutes. Well, thank you so much for tuning into the Next Chapter Widows Ministry, a ministry in embracing widows and others who have lost a special loved one. Thank you for tuning in tonight. I am Mary Hollis, your host, and I'm happy that you have tuned in and took a break from the election. We do have a special guest tonight. I'll tell you who it is when I bring her on. But I want to, it's dealing with the topic that I've discussed in the last couple of talk shows, Bouncing Back Again. And I'm just going to go over a couple of things that I really want you to focus on. You know, I want you to take time this week and make a list of things and ways that you feel that yourself, that you can bounce back again. Because I am sure that there are many things that we mentioned. I mentioned in the last couple of talk shows that you can do. And it will help you along the way. Bouncing back, staying resilient through the challenges of life. We face challenges that test our resilience. And I just want to touch on a couple of things before I bring on our special guest. And staying resilient is like staying in shape. A couple of things I think that's important that could really, really you work on and it will help you. Do volunteer work. When you do something for someone else, it makes you feel good, don't it? If some, you see that a person is benefiting from you doing the volunteer work, it really makes you feel good that person is smiling again and doing things. So do some volunteer work. There's so much volunteer work out there. And I'm not going to go through the list, but you can think of something. You can even volunteer in your own neighborhood to an elderly person or even a family member or whatever. So do some volunteer work. And also be positive. Stay positive. Tell yourself, I am going to feel better. Things are going to get better. Just keep saying those things. When you say positive things happen. If you think and do negative things, then negative things will happen. So think positive things. I am going to feel better. Things are going to get better. Say those things, those affirmations over and over again. And I list some things. I gave a list of things last week. Take pleasure in the small joys of life. I'm going to go over more of that list tonight really quickly before our guest comes on. Once I mentioned taking that walk, it's nothing like taking a walk. And also, maybe if you ever go to a beach somewhere, I love walking on the beach and talking to God. It's so peaceful. And really, you connect and you feel the presence of God. Watching a pretty sunset, laughing out loud. You know, when you laugh makes laugh, you know, laugh does laughter does a lot for you. Reading a bedtime story to your grandchild. I wouldn't say your child because most of your children are pretty big. So your grandchildren. Watching a movie with a friend. Go out to see Black Panther this weekend with a friend, family members, or whoever. But go out and watch it because that's going to be a great and exciting movie to watch. Working in the garden. Some of us get lots of peace working in the garden. And once we get out and start working our garden, we don't think about the negative things. We just get into our minds into what we're doing out there in the garden. Listening to the birds on your way to work. Now, most of us are not working anymore, so just listen to the birds when you go outside. The birds in the morning always chirping. Go fishing. Some of us like to fishing. Some of us like to cook. I love to cook. Reading until you fall asleep. That's a good thing, too. Having a day with no agenda. I mentioned that last week, with no agenda. You know, I got a lot of things going on, but it's always to take a day. And just don't write nothing down, a to-do list at all. Just relax and do you. Spending time with an adult. Child, getting a massage. Our special guest talking about she's going to get a massage with some girls. So that is the best thing because I had that done last month, and boy, was it great. So that's a good thing to do. Talking with friends and coworker, taking a picnic with friends and family, or friends and family, having lunch with someone. Co-worker, friends, church members, whatever, whoever, and visiting a relative. A relative is not doing well. Make a banana bread and take it to them. Or take them some flowers. There's nothing like taking flowers. Kroger has the most inexpensive bush of flowers ever. Now, Publix has been doing a lot, too, because I've been buying some stuff from Publix lately, too. But I know Kroger they go on sale every week, I think, going towards the weekend. Kroger have a sale on their flowers, and you can pick them and then take out the ones that doesn't look so good and then leave the other. Take it to a neighbor or a friend who's not feeling well. That does a lot to that person, and also it will do a lot for you. And what else I want to say? Taking action will help you feel stronger, more in control of your life, and more resilient. Take care of yourself. That's very important. You got to take care of. Get enough rest. Eat well. Get exercise. And limit how much caffeine and alcohol you drink, because that's not good for you. Learn new skills. It's always good to learn something new every day. It opens, it helps, keeps the brain functioning. Be a doer and not a complainer. You hear that? Be a doer and not a complainer. Don't be complaining all the time. That's negative stuff. And that you don't need to hold on to those negative stuff. So be a doer and not a complainer. The things that you think that someone else is not doing, hey, turn around and think and see if you are not in that group. And last but not least, pray without ceasing. Prayer is power. Combat these challenges. And we can, if we can depend, and also, we can depend on other people to help us to overcome. Okay, let me just get that right. We can't depend on people to help us overcome these difficult challenges and feelings. We must combat those feelings and those challenges ourselves. Don't always think that we need people to do it. Hey, pray to God. Prayer is power. God will restore you. God will lead you to the right people and the right things to get you out of that period in your life. It takes time. Nothing is automatic. Take ownership of yourself to do better. You can bounce back again. We are now going to have Linda Grant. Linda Grant is a widow also. She's also on our board of directors. She's going to come and tell you ways that she is going to bounce, ways that she has, and maybe working on bouncing back again. Linda, it's all yours.
Hello, and good evening to everyone. If I may, just Mary, just do this quick icebreaker for the jitters a little bit. I told my daughter that I would be speaking on the show, and she said, "Mom, it's election night. Watch. No one is going to be listening." I said,
"That is not the case."
I said, "People are going to be listening, and so I just want to commend each and everyone that is tuned in and say to you, thank you for sacrificing a little bit of your watch night time to tune in. And I pray to God that I will say something to encourage you and to be a blessing to you in some way. Again, thank you for tuning in. Again, good evening, and I am Linda Grant. When Mary asked me to speak on how I bounced back after my great loss, it was a bittersweet request. So, and I was a little bit hesitant at first, but I was reminded of Revelation 12:11, which says that we are overcomers by the word of our testimony. So I was reminded that sharing my testimony will help, hopefully it will help you to heal as well as myself. Sharing my testimony can bring us closer together. And just to know that sharing a testimony, that there is power in your testimony. So if given an opportunity from Mary or someone else to share your story, do so. That can be a good thing. When Mary asked me the question to speak on bounce, how did I bounce back or how am I bouncing back? It was a bittersweet request. And it was a bittersweet request because I had to replay the words coming from the oncologist. Those words were stage 4 bone cancer. And I repeat, when we heard the doctor say stage 4 bone cancer. These words changed my world, and that was one reason that when I tell a story, it is somewhat a bitter situation. And then another reason it was bitter because on December the 8th, which is quickly approaching, it will be 5 years, only 5 years, since the love of my life transitioned after 39 years of marriage. So 5 years, still fresh, just like yesterday. When I looked out of the window, we were doing home hospice, and the biggest, most beautiful snowflakes were falling. I was watching them when Larry took his last breath. Had to reflect on that. And yes, it causes tears when I reflect on this special day. It was tearful, and it is tearful because Larry was a great father to two amazing daughters, a great brother. He looked out for his sisters. And, of course, he was a loving husband who loved me, provided for, and pampered me. So, yes, a teary situation when I began to reflect on the passing of Larry. Now, if I may fast forward, the request to speak about bouncing back became sweet when I started to think about the topic, bouncing back. It actually lined up with my story that I have been writing about Larry. And the intent is that the next chapter will do a second edition on a book, and that his story is going to be put in the book. So I've been writing my story, and my title to the story tentatively is The Bounce Back Kid. So with that said, Larry inspired me to bounce back through several rounds where he was knocked down. One instance which I haven't shared with anybody publicly is that the devil tried to take Larry out with cocaine use. But by the grace of God, his power, Larry was delivered from the using and never looked back. Another instance is where Larry was knocked down is when he lost all fingers on his right hand. They were crushed in a hot presser machine on a job site. So Larry went through several surgical procedures to restore, which would only be limited use of his right hand. This loss of his fingers for many or could have caused him to go on disability or shut down or go into depression. However, the bounce back kid never missed a beat. No disability check ever. Larry went to work at Lockheed Martin as a certified welder for the next 25 years. He actually converted all the skills from his right hand, which included painting, mechanic work, home improvement, and he converted everything over to his left hand, even learning to write with his left hand. I cannot remember him complaining or asking God, why me? I was so amazed and touched by his strength and by his resilience. So moving on, Larry has given me a well-established point of reference, and that reference is God delivered and restored Larry to bounce back and go on with his life. If he did it for Larry, surely he will do it for me. And he has done the same for me, because God is no respecter of person. He's the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore. And God is truly faithful to his promises. One of those promises being that God tells us he will never leave us nor forsake us, but he also promised to send us a comforter. That comforter the Holy Spirit. And if you just allow me a few minutes to just catch my breath and just to talk about how the Holy Spirit helped me to bounce back. The Holy Spirit helped me to bounce back as I sat still and I listened. The scripture, Galatians 5:25, encourages us to live by the Spirit and walk in the Spirit, because by the Spirit we can move forward one day at a time. The Holy Spirit helped me to bounce back by recognizing that God had given me so many blessings. He had given me Larry for 39 years. He gave us two beautiful daughters, grandchildren, family and friends we were surrounded by. And what he gave me, as the Holy Spirit reminded me to look at that and just be reminded that I was so, so blessed. And then following that, the Holy Spirit then put in my faith. It kind of redirected me to where do I go next. And when I say put in my faith, I was led and directed by the Spirit to take on a job situation where I was impacting a teacher, impacting the lives of kindergarten students. He placed in my face opportunities and needs of some seniors at my church to take them a meal, to take flowers to them, to cheer somebody up. So I needed to do this. This is what the Holy Spirit led me to do, to bounce back. So my answer to what did I need to do or what helped me to bounce back, my answer, give back to bounce back. If you don't remember anything else, and this kind of ties into all of those things, what some of those things Mary was saying, giving back to bounce back. So I have been very busy with serving others. In summary, serving others has lifted my spirit and helped me to focus and to reflect and to remember to count the blessings. And counting those blessings will lead you to the next step, giving back to bounce back. So how, you probably ask the questions, how does one give back? I myself, just as you all, I have felt the loss. I've felt the pain. I've cried the tears and had my down moments, had my pity party. But thank God my pity party did not last long, because I was able to, by the comforter of the Holy Spirit, to be lifted in those moments of sadness. And just to remember that there's a song that says, but God, that God will see us through. And the Word of God tells us to trust God. Lean not on our own understanding, because we don't understand the hurt, the pain of you know, why, what we have gone through. We ask the question, why? So with that being said, how does one give back? Mary touched on one of the couple of the items, and a couple of scriptures that I have identified. But, of course, the one thing is to pray. Pray without ceasing. Scripture, Ephesians 6 and 18. Just give me a second to just give a couple of those scriptures that I would like to share with you. Ephesians 6 and 18. Looks like I have lost some of my tabs. So I'm going to go on and skip that scripture. But the Bible and God's word tells us to pray without ceasing. Another way to bounce back is to share, which Mary has touched on, giving to those who are in need. This is the season. This Thanksgiving and this Christmas season is the time that we are tuned in to share. And we should extend that spirit of sharing throughout the year, not just at Christmas or Thanksgiving. Sharing with homeless shelters, feeding the hungry, those kind of things. And another way that how do we bounce back is to give encouragement to those with bowed down heads, because when we encourage others, it's a way that it's a bounce back. We're encouraging ourselves as well. Tell those people that God is close to the brokenhearted. He will never leave them. He will supply all of their needs. So in summary, just sharing God's word with others in the form of encouraging others. So in conclusion, I just encourage you to please, one of the ways to bounce back is to give back. And that is what has helped me, serving others, encouraging others, praying for others has been my way of bouncing back. But I want to so much thank Mary for all of those ideas that you put out before me, because yes, I need all of those as well. And many of those I also have participated in, ongoing, and love to do. And I thank you for just reminding me. I've been a little slow about some of them, but just reminding me to do those things, that massage is a way of continuing to bounce back, having lunch with friends and giving somebody flowers and just volunteer work. And, of course, walking and exercising, those are always, those are my ongoing ways of bouncing back and continuing to move forward one step at a time. So in conclusion, go ahead and give back and you will bounce back. Thank you so much for listening to me.
Thank you, Linda. I love that. Giving back to bounce back. Oh, wow. And also, I know you're writing your story, but I didn't know your story was going to be the bounce back here. So
yes,
all of your comments was right on what I've talked about in the last couple of weeks, bouncing back again. So
I know.
Awesome. I love your story, and thank you so much for sharing. But it was
thank
right
you.
On it, giving back to bounce back. And that's what
thank
we have
you.
To do. We can't let these challenges take us over, you know, take our minds and not, we've got to believe that God wants greater things in us. And we just got to continue to pray and have that strength to move forward, be resilient. And I have a couple before we only have a couple more minutes left. I have some announcements. On November 19th, we normally have a monthly meeting. We didn't have one last month, but we have a monthly meeting each month, the third Saturday of each month. And it's only for an hour. We used to have meetings in person. We haven't decided to start doing that as of yet. We will do soon, as soon as some of this stuff calm down, the viruses, as well as now people are getting flu virus. So we're going to hold off on that, but we still can do it virtual. So we're going to be sending you a freeconferencecall.com telephone number and access code to call in. It's really next Saturday, not this Saturday, but the following Saturday, the 19th, from 8:30 to 9:30 a.m. The other thing is we want to please save this date. Join us for our Christmas gathering on December 17th. Please save that date, December 17th at 11:30 a.m. I am going to have all the details of where, and we're going to be doing a community project. I'll have that information next time. So please save that date, December 17th at 11:30 a.m. And also our monthly meeting on the 19th from 8:30 to 9:30, only 1 hour. And we need you to be a part of it. There's lots of things that we're getting ready to do, and we need your support. So please attend that monthly meeting. I'll be sending the freeconferencecall.com information to you soon. And you'll hear more about the Christmas party, but save that date, December 17th. And that is all we have for tonight. And I'm going to leave you what Linda just said to you, giving back to bounce back. Hold on to that. Write that down on a sticker and put it on the refrigerator or somewhere you can see it. Giving back to bounce back. And also make a list of some of the ways that you think that you can bounce back, and don't let these challenges, difficult challenges that we are facing, get you down. Because, yeah, they will get you down. But God will pick you back up. Good night, and have a great evening. And you can go back and see what the result is on the election. That's what I'm going to do. And I'm hoping that Georgia continues to turn blue. Right, Linda?
Blue.
That's right. We're looking for all blues like we did before.
Yes,
and tune
ma'am.
Tune in again next week from 10 to 10:30 p.m. Be blessed and have a great week. Good night.
Be blessed. Good night.
Thanks, Linda.
You're welcome.
In this life, you will have trouble. You can't avoid it. You can't get around it. But you can live through it.
Have you ever been there? One day you're smiling, the next day you're fighting to hold back your tears, to hide how you feel. So tired of faking like everything is okay when you know it's not right.
You can't get
no sleep at night.
And now
you may be asking, 'cause you never imagined, God. I can only tell you what he told me.
He told me.
This is what he told me.
Live through it.
He said, James,
grow through it.
You will
get through it.
You can make it.
You can make it if you just pray through it. Don't let this be the end for you.
It's not the end. This is only temporary.
Live through it.
Hallelujah. It always hurts more when it's someone close to you.
Someone you love.
Yeah.
May have just let you down.
But don't worry.
It's not the end of the world.
You gotta understand.
God already knows everyone who will leave.
They didn't deserve you.
Didn't see it coming, and now you feel broken. How could this be God?
This can't be God.
It cannot be God. I can only tell you what he told me.
God is saying,
live through it.
It's growing pains.
Grow through it.
Your family needs you to
get through it.
But here's the key.
You can make it if you just pray.
You gotta pray through it.
Don't let this be the end for you.
God only allowed it because he knew you could survive it. So,
live through it.
Come on.
I know you're strong.
much better. Even after a failure, yeah. Oh God, you may not see it right now, but hey, you feel like you're at the breaking point. But God's about to reverse it and give you back double. If you believe that sight, my good, I may have problems. This is not the end.
No, this will not be the end for you.
There's life after this is over.